Hello, I'm John O'Donnell, and I'm a Dynamics ISV Architect Evangelist with Microsoft. And today I'm at Cast Iron Systems in Mountain View, California, and here talking with Chandar. So Chandar, could you give us an introduction and tell us a bit about your role at the company?
Sure. Thank you, John. My name is Chandar Patavi Ram, and I'm the Vice President of Product Marketing at Cast Iron Systems. And specifically, I'm responsible for go-to-market strategy, corporate messaging, product positioning, as well as enabling our field and our channel organizations at Cast Iron.
Okay. Could you give us a bit of background about the company when you were formed and also what the current offerings are?
Sure. Cast Iron has been in business since 2002, and today we are the market leader in integrating SaaS and cloud-based applications with the rest of enterprise applications. And what's unique and different about us compared to other integration solutions is the speed and simplicity of our offering. We have thousands of customer integrations today for connecting SaaS applications with on-premise applications, and then kind of customers do it in just in a matter of days.
So if someone wanted to connect, say, an on-premise or even a cloud-based Dynamics CRM installation with, say, Dynamics GP, AX, Nav, SL, then your solution could help with that?
Absolutely. So in a Microsoft world, for example, you could have a cloud-based application like Microsoft Dynamics CRM, and you could have a number of on-premise applications like Microsoft Great Plains, Microsoft AX, Microsoft Navision, you could have SharePoint, even homegrown applications built on SQL Server, etc. And what we do is that let you integrate the cloud application like Dynamics CRM with these on-premise applications in a very quick manner without writing a single line of code.
Right, and it would be the same thing if someone was actually running CRM in a cloud or an on-premise installation, but also if someone actually had a homegrown set of databases that they wanted to feed into Dynamics CRM, that solution would work.
Absolutely. Okay. Right. So we connect a number of our customers today, our homegrown applications built on SQL Server, for example, that we connect between other applications as well.
So really, the Cast Iron solution really gives you anything to anything with little programming required.
That's right, and as we will show in the demonstration today, we like to call it the configuration, not coding approach.
Okay.
And we actually take it one step further. For the most common integration scenarios, for example, between, let's say, Dynamics CRM and Great Plains, we give you pre-configured integration templates called TIFFs that further accelerate your time to do your integrations rather than for you having to start from scratch for doing these.
Excellent, and it is sort of unique because it's the first time I've seen an appliance-based solution, because I know that you have a cloud solution as well, but it's pretty unique to see a hardware solution for doing data integrations. What drove the decision to actually go from a hardware perspective?
Yeah, we actually have, to answer your question, we actually have three offerings. We're actually the only company today. We have three integration offerings for you to do your integrations when it comes to Microsoft applications. First, we give you a cloud-based integration service. That's a purely multi-tenant service called the Cast Iron Cloud. And then we also give you the appliance option you talked about. And the advantage of the appliance option when it comes to on-premise integration is you don't have to deal with moving parts.
Right.
Just like when you go to Best Buy and buy your DVD player, it's self-contained. It has everything you need. You bring it home and you plug it in. And that's kind of the same experience with an appliance-based approach where, it has all the moving parts. You don't have to worry about it. It's all pre-configured. And it has everything you need to do your integrations.
Excellent.
And we also give you the flavor. Like, you can either choose the cloud-based integration service. We can use the self-contained appliance. Or if you want to use that same appliance functionality but put it on your own hardware, we give you a virtual appliance that lets you put it on your own hardware.
Okay.
So in essence, you have three options: a service, a cloud-based service, a physical appliance, or a virtual appliance.
Excellent. Well, let's roll to a demonstration of the product. And so thanks for talking to us.
You're welcome.
Chandar, so why don't you give us an overview of Cast Iron and then show us a demo?
Great. Sure, John. What I'll do is I'll give you a 10-minute overview of Cast Iron, our solution specifically for Dynamics applications. And then, as you said, I'll show you a live demonstration. A demo is worth 1,000 slides. So I'll show you a live demonstration of how you can take data from Microsoft Dynamics Great Plains and put it into Dynamics CRM without writing a single line of code by using Cast Iron. Quick overview of the company itself. We are the market leader in integrating SaaS cloud-based applications with the rest of the enterprise. And what makes us different and unique in the integration market is the speed and simplicity of integrations. Our tagline is integration in days, and we have thousands of customer integrations connecting SaaS cloud-based applications with the rest of the enterprise, where our customers have been able to deliver these in just days. And we've had significant growth over the past few years, primarily driven by our partnerships and leadership in the SaaS community, as shown by our partnership with Microsoft, as well as a number of other SaaS providers. And I wouldn't get into much into the awards and buzz in the details, but just want to say that the speed and simplicity message that I talked about has been resonated by both the press as well as the analyst community. Now, specifically when it comes to Microsoft family of applications, we specialize in integrating Microsoft Dynamics family with the rest of the enterprise. So what that means is that if you have a cloud-based application from Microsoft, like Microsoft Dynamics CRM, and you have on-premise applications from Microsoft, like Great Plains, like AX, like Navision, like Solimon, etc., we can integrate these with each other, as well as a variety of other applications in a very quick manner. And what we do is we're the only company out there that provides you different product options for you to do these integrations between Microsoft applications and also other applications. We give you a cloud-based service called the Cast Iron Cloud, where you can do integration in the cloud. Or in addition to that, we also give you on-premise options where you can either have a physical appliance that you install on-premise in your data center or even a virtual appliance where you can take the Cast Iron functionality of an appliance and put it into your own hardware and do these integrations. And the choice is entirely up to you, depending on where you want your integrations done to integrate your Microsoft applications with each other. Now, the question is, what's the business value of integrating the Microsoft family of applications? So let's take a step back and talk through that. So to illustrate that, let's take an example that someone has Microsoft Dynamics CRM, and let's say a widgets company is using that for both sales and customer service purposes. And let's say that in this scenario that the customer did not have integration, but had this Microsoft family of products. Now, let's just say that the sales guy got a bunch of leads, he put it into the Dynamics CRM application, and he's converted a few of them into opportunities, and lo and behold, one of the opportunities actually closed, and it's ready now to be shipped. Now, without integration, what typically happens is that the person who's the sales guy probably has to fax this information to somebody in the back office in the shipping department, or even email it of the same order information, and the guy in the shipping department and the warehousing department has to probably retype all this information into Great Plains or Navision or AX, whichever ERP system that they're using. Now, fast forward, and let's just say that the order actually got shipped to the customer. It's on a truck, but the customer never received the order. Now, they're going to call you on the phone and says, "What's the status of my order?" But the customer service person using Microsoft Dynamics CRM without integration doesn't have the visibility, so probably has to call the person in the back office to get all that information, making the customer wait on the line, etc. Now, fast forward one step more. Let's just say that the product reached the customer, and now you've invoiced the customer. But without that visibility, the salesperson doesn't know what the status is and doesn't know when he's going to get paid, so he probably has to call some people in the finance department to find out the status of the order, the status of the invoice, etc. So obviously it means that the person who's using the Dynamics CRM application is not as productive as he can be without having this information at the fingertips. Now you move that one step forward and say that if integration did exist, then all this information is seamlessly moved between all these Dynamics applications. So which means when the opportunity did get closed in the CRM application, it means automatically a sales order was created in Great Plains or Navision. And then when the customer order was actually shipped, that bill of lading number was taken from the Great Plains application and automatically updated in CRM so that the customer service person has that instant visibility to answer the customer's questions, as well as all the invoice and the billing status is automatically taken from the ERP application and updated into CRM. So in essence, what you're enabling is a 360-degree view of customer information between your CRM and your ERP applications in the Microsoft family by using integration. And what we do is that we help you to solve the entire life cycle of your integration needs when it comes to integrating your Dynamics portfolio of applications. So, for example, if you're in the process of implementing Dynamics CRM, the first thing we help you do is migrate data from a legacy application into Dynamics CRM. And then subsequently, we let you integrate the Dynamics CRM applications with other Microsoft applications and other homegrown applications in the enterprise. So the example we just talked about, you can do bi-directional integration between CRM, Great Plains, homegrown applications, as well as other applications that you've built on SQL Server. And then finally, you can now take data from your portfolio of Microsoft products, whether that's Great Plains, Dynamics, etc., and move it to SharePoint or even your custom data warehouse that you've built on SQL Server for you to do more analytics and slice and dice analysis. So in essence, Cast Iron can help you solve the entire life cycle of your Microsoft integration needs. Now, you might ask the question, what do you mean by integration? Is it just for you to develop a connector to my Microsoft family and to the other applications? The answer is no. Having a connector against a web services API is just 25% of the problem. And in essence, you need to solve the entire four set of things that's needed to solve integration between Microsoft applications. So connectivity is one of it, but then you also need data transformation, which is the ability to map data between the ERP and CRM applications, the different definitions of data. The third thing is the business process workflow, and then finally having one management console from which you can track all these integrations moving, all the integration data moving between these applications. And the advantage Cast Iron provides is it provides a very self-contained experience that gives you all these four components and lets you develop and configure integrations without writing any code. And as I talked about, the way we do that is that we give you a graphical integration tool, but we take it one step further. If you are integrating Dynamics with the CRM side, with the ERP side, if you've done it 40 times, there's no reason for the 41st customer to do this from scratch. So understanding and recognizing that, what we give you is pre-configured templates for the most common integration scenarios between your ERP and your CRM applications in this context. So for example, what I'll show in the demonstration today is a customer master template for taking data from the Dynamics Great Plains into Dynamics CRM. And that template is automatically provided for you, but that you can use as a starting point to further customize and configure for your specific business need. And these tips are provided not only just for the customer information I talked about, but for other objects, common scenarios like orders, orders, products, invoices, etc. And you'll see this in the demonstration in the next 5 minutes. And what these templates do is that it significantly accelerates the time for you to develop and deploy these integration projects. And what we have seen in our customers is savings as much as 80% by choosing the template-based approach as opposed to the custom code way of doing integration when it comes to integrating your Microsoft applications. And here are just some examples of these customers enjoying these savings. And we picked a portfolio of companies both in the mid-market as well as Fortune 500. And companies integrating different sets of systems ranging from Dynamics to SQL Server, Dynamics to other SaaS applications, Microsoft Commerce Server, Microsoft Dynamics to a data warehouse, to legacy databases, to other homegrown applications, etc. For different types of problems, whether that's the classic quote-to-cash problem where you're moving information on customers' orders, as well as manufacturing problems such as shop floor integration, as well as industry-specific problems such as doctor billing, doctor scheduling, etc. And different types of companies, both mid-market as well as some of the Fortune 500 companies. And what is common across these companies when it comes to Microsoft integration is, regardless of the type of endpoints integrating, they've been able to deliver this in a very quick manner and deliver value to the business very, very effectively. And here is just an example of a company based out of Atlanta. It's one of the leading direct response marketing agency companies. And what they're doing is that they're using Cast Iron to integrate multiple systems with each other within the Microsoft family as well as other applications. So they're integrating Great Plains on the ERP side with a SaaS-based CRM application, as well as extending the functionality of these applications to vendors via web services. So typically, customer information is synced up between your ERP and your CRM systems, as well as order information is synced up between your ERP and CRM systems, as well as vendor information in terms of orders, etc., are exposed as web services to vendors. And the advantage for this company is they eliminated the manual rekeying of data, as well as eliminated the need to do any labor-intensive custom code programming by choosing Cast Iron's graphical approach. And the business value for them is that this entire sales order processing between ERP and CRM has been automated, and the operating efficiencies of dealing with vendors have also been increased significantly. And as you can see, the first phase of the project was delivered in just 20 days for this multi-directional integration between all these different systems. And you can go to our website, which is castiron.com, and click on case studies and get a detailed overview of other case studies on how customers are integrating Dynamics products with other applications today. Now let's see how the Cast Iron solution works by doing a live 10-minute demonstration between Dynamics ERP application, Great Plains in this case, and a Dynamics CRM application. Now in this today's demonstration scenario, we will extract customer master from Dynamics Great Plains and create a corresponding accounts in the Dynamics CRM application. And we're going to do this in real time without writing a single line of code. Now this entire experience with Cast Iron is three simple steps. Number one, you go to the Cast Iron Cloud and you select an integration process template called a TIP to start off your integration. Now, the Cast Iron Cloud provides you hundreds of tips that can use as a starting point rather than trying to start your integration from scratch. In this case, we're going to choose a tip specifically for Dynamics CRM and Dynamics ERP integration for customer master scenario here. We're going to take the tip, and we can further customize and configure the tip in Cast Iron's graphical development environment called Cast Iron Studio. And we're going to take this tip, download it into Studio, make the changes we want for us based on a specific need, and then we're going to activate this integration in Cast Iron's runtime environment and see how it works. So the first step, let's go ahead and log into the Cast Iron Cloud and start selecting the tip that we want. So I'm logging to the cloud here, and let me put in my credentials. And once I logged into the Cast Iron Cloud, which is our online library here, I have the ability to search for tips based on a number of criteria. So I can search based on keywords, or I can go for a specific scenario and say I'm going to choose Microsoft Dynamics Great Plains as my source in this scenario, and Microsoft Dynamics CRM as my target, and let's just search for what tips are available. And we see a couple of tips available, and the first one says customer syncs from Dynamics Great Plains to Dynamics CRM. And here is something that I created a tip earlier. Now what I can do is that as soon as I double click on this tip, what happens is that this tip is automatically provided in our Studio graphical studio environment. And what we see here is that the tip is already available, and we need to answer 8 questions to further customize and configure this tip based on our unique needs. Now, we like to call it the TurboTax approach to integration, where rather than trying to fill out your tax forms from scratch, you answer a set of questions about your taxes, and what spews out is something that's customized for you. And that's kind of the same experience when it comes to Microsoft integration using Cast Iron. So the first thing I'm going to do is configure the web services connector that we have to Great Plains. So Cast Iron, out of the box, provides us a web services connector to Great Plains. And what you can do is further configure this connector to indicate the login parameters that could be unique to your environment compared to what's been provided in this particular template. So you can go change all those information here, and you can use configuration properties rather than hard coding these. You can actually set those up at runtime environments. And the next thing you do is once you have set that up, the web services connectivity, what you can also do is select the specific operation in Great Plains. And as you see, Cast Iron provides you all the operations that are exposed to the Great Plains API, anything that you can do to insert information as well as anything you can do to extract information. And in this particular scenario, I'm using the operation called getCustomerList to get the list of customers. Now the next step for us is to configure the web services connector to the Dynamics CRM, which is the target application in this scenario. And just similar to what we did on the source side, on the target side, what we can also do is select the specific operation provided by that web service. So in this case, in CRM, you can extract, you can delete, you can create, etc. And I'm going to specifically look at the create operation. Now once I've completed that, the next step would be, as you go down this checklist here, would be to map data between how a customer is defined in the ERP application, which is Great Plains, and the CRM application here, which is Dynamics CRM. Now what Cast Iron provides is automatically pre-configured maps between Great Plains and Microsoft Dynamics CRM here. Now if you want to further customize based on custom fields or other additional mapping parameters that we want, we can either do it here or we can get out of this view and we can go into what we call our business process view. And what you're seeing here is a more holistic business process view that is kind of the process behind the template that you just saw. And here you see the kind of all the steps in the business process. And specifically what we were doing is we were involved in the data mapping step between the Great Plains customer and an account in this Dynamics CRM application. And what you see here is a set of pre-configured maps. Now what you can also go down here and see in this case on the left-hand side, what we would see is you see that there is 3 phone number parameters, which is value, country code, extension, but there's only 1 phone number on the target, which is kind of a combined field. So to manipulate data or you combine fields and do those kinds of different data manipulations, what we provide is Cast Iron provides simple Excel-like functions. just like in Excel, we have string functions, mathematical functions, logical functions, date functions, etc. Cast Iron provides you your own set of functions. Now, what you can do in this scenario is take a concatenate function and say, I want to concatenate my value, which is, and my country code, and my extension, and now put that into my phone number one. Now, what you can also do is you can say that I want my country code to be the starting parameter, and then you can add something else in between. So, for example, you can add a dash. For example, if you want to, say 650-555, you can have two dashes. And then you can put those dashes at the right point. So after my country code, I want to put it, let me delete this. After my country code, let me go insert the first dash. And then after my second, before I put the extension, let me insert my second dash. So what would happen is you would get 650-555-1212 in this scenario we have formatted it. And there you see, folks, without writing a single line of code, we have configured this entire mapping process and also added some complex functions. Now, in addition to that, what you can also do is you can add business rules. So here is when you're moving data between source and targets, you might want to set up some graphical business rules. And what we have done in this scenario is defined a business rule saying that if the phone number is blank, go ahead and terminate the job. Now, what you can also do is add additional rules. For example, you can say if the phone number is blank in the Great Plains application, or you can say in this case, let's just put another field, if the state, for example, is blank, in the Great Plains application, then terminate the job. So somebody needs to enter the phone number and the state in the Great Plains application for it to actually successfully make it to the CRM application in that scenario. Otherwise, we're going to terminate the job in this specific scenario. So there you see, folks, we have defined the connectivity, the mapping, the workflow. And now we can save this. We can save this integration, and subsequently what we're going to do is we're going to activate this integration in Cast Iron's runtime environment. So just give it 1 second for it to save, and then it's going to save all the steps in the integration. And let's go activate this in the Cast Iron runtime environment. So it's going to actually resave this, just to make sure there are no changes since the last time you saved until the time you activate. And then it's going to ask you for a specific address from which you want to activate this, and I'm going to provide an address, and it's going to take this project and send this to the runtime environment. Now what we're going to do is that once this has been successfully completed, what we can do is we can log into the Great Plains application, create a new customer, and see how this integration process executes at runtime, where it's going to go into Great Plains, extract the customer based on the web services operation, do the data mapping, do the checking and validation, and create the corresponding account in the Microsoft CRM application. So let's go do that, and it says it's been successfully published. So now I'm going to log in first into CRM, see the list of accounts, and then go into Great Plains and create the customer. Now, before we start creating a record in the Great Plains application, let's go see the list of all accounts in the CRM application, the Dynamics CRM application, and then create a new customer in the Great Plains application. So first what I'm going to do is log into the Microsoft Dynamics CRM application that I have up. And you see that I already have a list of accounts available today. And I see alphabetically sorted C, D, E, etc. And if I go down, I see a bunch of accounts here. Now, let me create a new customer, and let's go to maybe today's Wall Street Journal and see which customer is active today, and news about which customer. Looks like Nortel has some news today, and let me make sure in the CRM application we don't have Nortel. Now, there is no N here. So now let's go in and to the Dynamics application and create a new customer, and let's call this Nortel. And let's go ahead and give it an address code, and let's actually give it an address. So let's say it's 100 Main Street, city is Mountain View, California. Let's give it a zip code, and let's also give it a country code here, and let's also put in the phone number. So let's just say it's 650 Okay, and we've given it the phone number too. So let's save Nortel's records here. Now, if you go ahead and activate this integration in Castine's runtime environment, what's going to happen is it's going to go to the Great Plains application, look at the list of all customers that have been created, and then go ahead and do and execute all the other steps in the business process, which is do the data validation and create the corresponding account in the Microsoft Dynamics CRM site. So let's go ahead into the CRM application now. Let's refresh our screen and let's see if we have the new Nortel account available. So I'm refreshing my screen and I can cancel out of this, go down, and there you see is a new account called Nortel with the phone number that we just created. So if I click on Nortel, there you see the details of the mapping that we did, street, zip code, postal code, etc. So there you see, folks, in about 10 minutes, we have taken data from Great Plains and created a new record in the Dynamics CRM application without writing a single line of code by using the Castine solution. So for more information on the Castine solution, you can go to castine.com, click on the solution section, and you can see a lot of content specifically for how we can accelerate your Microsoft Dynamics projects when it comes to integration. Having said that, I'd like to thank you for your time and have a great day. Bye.